Well, good afternoon. Hey, this is John Maltester, and welcome to CMEA Bay Section Band Orchestra Festival here at Deer Valley College on April 21st, 2012. I'm going to listen for a little bit, then I'll make some comments, and looking forward to hearing your band. Okay, so there's some general comments about the overall band. First of all, at the beginning, I think we need to have a little clearer articulation, a little faster tongue, I think, would take care of that for all of the instruments. And then be careful about playing too soft. The key here is to find the loud and the soft and then play in between it and make sure that the tone quality doesn't suffer at either end, and then find a happy medium in between for anything that's mezzo. What happened is when you were playing soft at the beginning, they were doing it with using less air. And what you want to do is use as much air as possible. And you want to think of it circular, air going in a big circular motion for the fortes, and a really tight spinning air for the pianos, so that you keep the air stream itself going. You're just how you're directing it into the instrument is a little bit different. Okay? So articulations, it's a big group. So. I think you need to have a little more articulation, because then we have maybe 8 or 10 people playing the same note and not really committing to a particular place to play that note. So it comes out to be a long articulation. At this age level, you can still teach 7th graders phrasing. So hopefully you've discussed that in these spots, that you're really thinking about how long is it, a 2-bar phrase, a 4-bar phrase. Okay? And then making sure that there's clarity. One of the things I like is when you have like in bar 69, you have an 8th note after the dotted quarter note. In order to get the next attack, you might have to shorten that. So dee-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da. Okay, so with slurring of 2 notes, you may have to shorten the second note in order to attack the note that comes after that. Good, nice downbeat in the percussion. Yeah, I like the group is obviously well rehearsed. It's nice balance. Okay, the same issue happens for loud and soft, but the loud has a nice full sound to it. The soft has that air that's being let up on it in order to play soft. So I'll work on that. That's one thing. You could take a little bit more there, a little more time going into 119. And again, here we've got some accents. So all these accents have to be like bell tones. Okay. So it says Marcato. So marcato, and marcato is an accent, and so bum, 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 bum. You gotta have that. It's like a bell tone, like a chimes playing, where you get the heavier sound at the beginning, and then it decays quickly. Okay, so that's what you want to do. And then I would think also in terms of balance, one of the things is the snare drum can come out a little bit more, especially on the louder sessions. Okay, you may be really loud where you are. Out here, it's not as loud. So I think you want to consider that. It's a nice opening piece, a good energy. Part of it was a little, part of it is just a little too smooth, you know, just because of the style. But it's a nice thing to start with. Okay, these ands of three, you want to lean into them, so they lean to one, dee-da, dee-da. And remember that in this particular piece, as in most music, any and is actually going to the next downbeat. So you want to make sure that you're really thinking that way. Don't think of the and as being in part of the beat that it's written. That's just the way it looks on the page. But musically, it's a pickup always to the next. So like ba dum ba dee, not ba da da dee. Don't dive into downbeats in the saxes. Okay, and the clarinets that are sustaining notes, you have half notes, make sure you've given two full beats, okay, so you don't jump in. We're going boo da da dee, boo da da dee. Okay, it would be a longer and of one if you just thought of it as being a pickup to the downbeat of two. Just a concept that can work out. Okay, we need more of that moving eighth note line. Starting at 36 in the horns, okay, tenor sax, okay, and the second clarinet line. Need to bring that out a little bit more. Okay, yeah, that's all gone. Now I think you can have a little broader sound going at 33. Again, thinking broad, not loud. And then getting those ands to go to the downbeats. I think that makes a huge difference in this particular piece especially. Okay, so I think you really want to do that. And then get the moving lines. And one of the ways to do it is anytime you have eighth notes in a line, practice technique is to have them play the eighth notes forte. Anybody that has a half note or a quarter note, you play piano. And so you might play two beats, piano, and then one beat, forte, depending on what kind of eighth note you hit in your line. So I think that's a really good exercise to let everybody hear that there are notes that are supposed to be moving and supposed to be heard. That'll help all the parts in balancing better so we hear the lines going straight through. One other thing I would suggest is that we've got a lot of people. You look really good. I mean, on stage and everything's good. The posture-wise, though, I think that there's some people using the backs of the chairs and some people that aren't using them. Usually taller people are using the backs. So I think what you want to do is think more about getting away from the back of the chair so that the balloon that's holding the air inside of you, okay, can expand on all sides. If you close off the back muscles, okay, it'd be very, very difficult to get used to expanding all of the muscles so that you get as much air in you as you need to actually play, especially as you get older. So this is the time to take care of that, sitting on the edge of the chair. Okay, you could get a little better attack on that by lifting up on it with a quicker tongue. Ta or da. A da might work. Okay. Sax says we have some pitch issues there with the clarinets. Okay, we got the altos are a little bit on the sharp side, and clarinets are a little bit on the flat side around there, around the your G and B flat. I think you need to have more accents on those. Dum, bum, okay? So it's more front, more clarity. Yeah, clarinets. Hard line to keep balance like that. Very nice job. Yeah, percussion, I think you need to come out just a little bit more. Just give it a little more presence out here. You may not be able to tell that where you are. Okay, flutes, make sure when we go to the upper register, okay, we're changing some things other than just blowing more air, because we tend to go a little bit on the flat side, except in that case you were sharp. So for the upper register, when you're changing pitches, make sure that you're really thinking about what pitches you're playing. And think the name of the pitch as you're playing those whole notes. I think even that will even help center it more. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on here, but we need to hear all the lines. So it's not rhythmic enough, if that makes sense. And a lot of it has to do with the fronts of the notes not happening together, and that has to do with having too soft an articulation. And I don't mean an accented note. I mean that there's no clarity at the beginning of it. So everybody's finding a different pulse within one. Be careful about it with the tempo one. As you get soft in there, not to get so soft you can't control the sound or the pitch changes. Hold that trumpet note. Yeah, very nice flute sound. Good. How many clarinets are playing there? Is that one clarinet? Because it could be a little more clarinet sound. Okay, I would say that, you know, just more clarity with articulation. Sometimes releases get in the way, the balances. It's hard to have a group that large. I mean, obviously a successful program and they're playing quite well, but I think you need to have a little more definition throughout that, and then a little more on pitch. Work on some open intervals, fourths and fifths, and get people to think about names of notes as opposed to fingerings, and I think that will help the pitch and the group a lot. Okay, and then just getting a lot more air working through. Okay? Thank you so much for playing for us today.